Got an idea for a podcast but don't know where to start? You're not alone. There are literally thousands of people out there with great podcast ideas for either their businesses or simply for entertainment, but they don't know the first thing about podcasting. The DBM Production Empire has been successfully producing high-quality podcasts since 2009 and has received millions of downloads. Yes, millions. And now the DBMPE has decided to pull back the curtain and offer their podcast production services to the rest of the world. Unlike some other podcast companies, our team will work with you from the creation of your podcast idea all the way to getting it released to the marketplace. We work with you in three different phases. The development phase, which includes getting your ideas to a workable action plan, the creation of your RSS feed, and if you don't have your own artwork already, we can help you with that too. Next is the hosting phase, which includes a safe place to launch and house your podcast episodes. And of course, the distribution phase, where we deliver your content to major podcast markets like iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Player FM, Podomatic, and many more. We'll do all of this for just $10 a month plus a one-time setup fee. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us for a free consultation today.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DBM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DBM Production Empire. Back with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DBMPE.com.
Groovy.
Believe all the things that you say. Just what is wrong with you anyway? You're lucky if you have family or friends by the time that they get to the end, cause you're unfucking relatable. For that, there's no relief. Unfucking relatable. Beyond fucking belief.
Hello, I'm David, and I am unfucking relatable.
This is
a show about not necessarily related stories, about not being able to relate. With me this evening, returning, is Katie.
What's up?
How you doing? And joining us for the first time, Alan.
Al, the love doctor in the house. Biatches.
Don't worry, those skills will not be needed this week.
Oh,
despite what you may have heard in other episodes, your love doctoring is...
I've heard plenty, my friend.
I'm sure. You miss a little, miss a lot. And maybe joining us at some point during the show will, for his third go, will be Paul.
I just wish I knew how to quit you.
We wish you did too.
As long as I keep providing red wine, you're going to keep showing up. Cynic. Grump. Curmudgeon. I know what you're thinking. These are totally appropriate words to use during a get-to-know-you board game. In this case, one called Hot Seat. Let's break the ice, quickly followed by your spirit. Hot Seat is essentially balderdash for assholes. The rules are simply, 1, ask a question. Draw 3 cards and choose the one you want everyone to answer. 2, write your answer. Answer the question pretending to be the player in the hot seat. 3, guess the answer. Try to guess the response written by the player in the hot seat. Those are taken right off the website. So.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Al, we haven't had a witness in a little while. So.
We have a few here tonight.
Yeah.
Reel it out for us, David.
Setting the stage. There are 8 people at this table in addition to myself. 2 people I'd never met before, 1 I had only a few conversations with, 2 others that I didn't know all that well but seemed to be good people, and 3 I would truly consider good friends.
At the time or now?
Let's just work through the episode. I received a topic card that asked what contest I could beat everyone at the table at. Now, just before this, the edict came down that we should answer these honestly in the spirit of getting to everyone to know you better.
Oh, and you believe that?
It worked for me. I found out quickly who I was dealing with. Despite whatever bravado that I try to maintain in public, listeners of this show should realize that I do my best to be as transparent as possible. It's rarely easy. One, you would like to think that a so-called casual get-together would be a safe place. I was not going to be the one to act superior in any way. Or in this situation anyway, because, you know, I'm growing up. So I wrote inferiority complex contest on my slip of paper, folded it, and threw it in the pile with everyone else's guesses. It's the kind of answer that it's the, you know, kind of contest that when you win, you really lose. So much for good-hearted ribbing.
Oh boy.
There was a bombardment of negativity about my own perceived negativity. Oh. Understand something. Depression and sadness seen from the outside can look like negativity, but it's self-hate more than anything else. If I seem to dislike you, it's nothing compared to how I feel about myself. In most cases, but not all cases. To have this thrown in my face in this fashion had created bullying, the accepted party game for self-righteous, pseudo-enlightened, woke but sleep-all-day adults.
Can I just point out that...
That's a horrible tagline, by the way.
This is my game.
By Hasbro.
That I provided this game at the casual get-together that I was hosting.
Nick. So in other words, this is all Nick's fault.
Also, I would like to add is you prefaced this before we started recording and say, Paul, don't worry. You're not the bad guy in this. I think you're about to find out otherwise, because I am so sorry, but go on.
This is awesome because I forgot most of this, so I'm ready
really awesome
because
I wasn't there. Point it's like listening to an inside joke that we never actually get to the end of the
this
story.
This is one of the points in the night I remember because I felt fucking awful for it, so I...
Oh, see, and you were all like, oh, I don't know what we're talking about. Like, what could have happened?
Because I thought you weren't alluding to this. Go ahead.
What contest would I win, gang?
Oh, God.
Aside from a couple of benign ones like D&D, now, despite having... I was wearing a D&D shirt that night, I have never actually played that game. And... biggest Fuller House fan. Now, there's audible evidence to the contrary on a different podcast. There were gems like The Grumpiest Cat. Which, I mean, I've unfortunately had a cat, and I was pretty grumpy about it. Something about cynicism I can't remember verbatim. I was drinking, but not as heavily as I would have liked.
I put that one in.
And something else shitty. It would have been one thing to leave it at that, but there was far better comedy gold to come. Mole above the eyebrow contest.
We're not laughing at you.
How is that even a competition?
That's why.
Ow, Christ, right a minute.
I'm trying to speak into the mic. I apologize. You already prefaced this by saying that some of the people at the table you didn't really know.
I'm getting there.
So someone just looked at you and was like, oh, he has a little mole above his eyebrow, so I'm just going to make this random observation and guess that. I don't think anyone was trying to be mean.
You say that.
Well, I was one of the people that, like, I said, like, curmudgeon contest or something.
And can I just say in all seriousness that, like I was saying before we went on the air, with all of my comedian friends, it's actually a sign of respect and comfort when you're kind of bashing
mean.
On each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like, that's just what I'm used to doing.
It
so,
wasn't your comedian friends, though, before. It was your bros.
Well...
I like how Al is trying to sugarcoat his own guilt in this.
Yeah, I'm
Oh, no, I'll suck it up. I mean, I was probably horrible.
I'm not going to do that, but at the same time, I think Dave's also not fucking finished.
Okay.
Keep going, Dave.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake, if you don't know someone, go with something super generic and you'll probably get a vote.
Oh, boy.
The sad thing was that Mole Above the Eyebrow contest got a vote. Someone at that table actually thought I wrote that. It's one thing to be a social retard. It's another to be a social retard without the social qualifier. But I bit my tongue. Until now. No need to feed into the group opinion of you. Whoops. Feed may not have been the best choice of words. Yep. Someone made the Sherlockian deduction that I am overweight. I am. I know it. You're not breaking news here. Well, it's a pretty shitty thing to say that the one thing that you believe that I think I can beat everyone at the table at is a pie-eating contest.
No.
I don't really even know who said that.
Again, I want to interject. No. A pie-eating contest is an actual contest that people enter. I think, Dave, your own insecurities about your weight are what are making you think that someone was taking a jab at you.
I feel like it was Hector and you're defending him.
By the way, do you have any pie? Because that sounds pretty good.
Right? I know, right?
Yeah.
That's not the one I wrote down, by the way.
No, that seems pretty generic for you. I'm not surprised. Yeah, no, sure, yours was much darker and much more specific.
Yeah.
Unlike the last one, though, that didn't even elicit a pity chuckle. I guess the rest of the room finally saw how fucking awful they were being. One of my friends, the host, Nick, tried to take the hit by saying he definitely would be the one to win the pie-eating contest, and I do appreciate that.
That was more bravado than trying to take the
hit. I can take you down, mother.
Well, you know what? I'm going to take back the next thing I wrote then, because for as much shit as we give each other, I did think you were generally a good person, but forget it.
That's fair.
He's sitting there recording this, and you should know how much that compliment pains me when I when I know he'll hear it. I would have thought that there were more good people there, but after getting hammered with liquor and abusive comments, I just wasn't going to be bothered with finding out. The even funnier thing was later in the night when conversation turned to taking trips abroad, and I was shockingly invited. Yeah, let me get too far away from home that I can't just fucking take off with people with such a seemingly low opinion of me. Besides, you don't want some mole-faced Martha dump truck with Andy Rooney disposition around. I think we'll all just be happier if we keep to ourselves.
Oh, so you've gotten past that round? It was the pie-eating thing that was bugging you about that?
No, I think the other one was worse.
Oh, okay.
But I just...
Which one?
I think the mole one is
really?
Worse. Because...
I don't
because
even see a mole, quite frankly.
It's on the other side. That's
That's all right, Al, because you know who did? Your wife.
Really?
Was she the one that wrote that?
Yes.
So those are the two that were bugging you.
Paul, what was yours?
Well, let me tell you why the mole one bothers me. Okay. It's not that I have a mole. I don't even remember that I have it.
He does. I didn't notice it until he brought it up. But
yeah, no. So they too.
Right.
Yeah.
I
and
never
that's why
even...
it's funny, because no one else has a little freckle there, so no one else was in the contest.
I've got one under my chin here. Like, whatever. That's.
I've got some all over my face.
It's the idea that it's... How's that a competition?
It's a joke. That's the point.
It's not a competition.
How is inferiority complex a competition?
Okay. And I know that the whole point of... I know that the whole point of this is for you to... divest yourself of some feelings, which I understand, and I think that's a great idea. But I hate to put some context to you. I know for a fact that she didn't mean anything by it. And I even remember the conversation we have afterwards talking about like, oh, you know, this is Nick who I told you about, so on and so forth. And I said, oh, yeah, I thought you were a little quiet that night. And I'm like, yeah, David, normally he's a little bit more outspoken. And she said,
covers.
No, I thought he was one of the nicest ones there.
Oh.
So,
until now?
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
I feel so much better.
I want him to say what he wrote.
I'm pretty sure it was that round, too. Is it like, looks most like a sexual predator?
Oh, that's right.
That I can take as a
joke. Okay, good. All
right.
So that's okay.
And to be fair, we didn't just rag on you. I put that Paul was like the most likely to own a fleshlight.
Yes.
So,
yep. Yeah. Yeah, we were all giving each other shit. That's the point behind that game.
Yeah.
I do understand that. It's just...
Oh, I feel so much better.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm okay.
So let me ask you this, though. Hey, did you schedule me for this particular episode so you could...
Yes.
Wow.
To call you out, really?
Wow, to call my wife
Not
out in absentia?
Actions. You can't even do anything.
How
did
you,
like, you...
Do you remember?
I think I was the one about the cynic. I think it was okay. The one about...
That's fine. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it became just this pile-on of... I don't like those games.
Okay.
I'd rather deal with, I don't know. I had more fun playing other games throughout the night. Like whatever the one you brought.
Oh, Betrayal at House on the Hill. We were all too fucking hammered at that point.
I was really trying, though.
It's a fun game.
By, like, the, I don't know, 45-minute mark, I was starting to understand, finally.
When you're not David Hasselhoff levels of fucked up, that's a fun game.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were all pretty wasted.
Yes, we were.
Look, ultimately, this all comes from a very quick response. You know, it's like not really having time to really, I mean, this is all taken from something I wrote. So, like, I wrote it the next morning, smarting over things, not really... thinking about it enough to get details, but not like enough time for things to just sort of like, okay, wear off, you know what I mean?
So,
to cool down. I am a mercurial person. I react quickly and sometimes, you know, too harshly. So this episode's more for fun.
Wow, yeah, I'm having fun. Yeah, I'll tell you. So let me ask this, since I seem to have had the trap sprung on me, so to speak. Two questions. One, what was it that bent you out of shape so much about that comment?
I think it's like the way I... play any, even if we're playing like Cards Against Humanity, I hate the answers that make no fucking sense. You know what I mean? Like if you can't even like match up verb tenses and shit like that or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you can be funny and not just play the most ridiculous card that you have. It should, to me, the ones that are funny to me are the ones that make sense. And yeah.
Well, I can understand you not thinking it's funny. It's like, yeah, okay, but what did you
That's
find-
really it. So
you were offended because it wasn't funny?
Yeah, because I laughed.
His wife should have tried harder?
No.
I think it is funny. Like, if it were me and someone's like, oh, you'd win a 3 pimples on your chin contest, I'd be like, yes, I would. That is correct. Like, yep, you sure would.
So, you were less upset about it, what it might have implied about your appearance, but you were more upset about the fact that it wasn't funny.
Kind of.
And okay that someone thought you were a sexual predator.
I don't know why, but I'm okay with that.
This was also the game where we found, like, where people, most of the people at the table found out what my most embarrassing moment in my history was, which is really embarrassing.
You're welcome.
Yeah, see? Balderdash for assholes.
I was going to say, like, everybody gave each other shit, as you guys said earlier. I don't think everyone
actually
else was, like,
further
best
retreated
conscious
and just
smarter brain surgeon.
I didn't think to go harder or even hard at anybody.
I'm just saying they went hard at everyone. Like, did you stand back a minute and be like, oh, hey, I don't think they're out to get me.
No,
they're
I
just
think
fucking
I just kind of, like...
Your spirit was broken by then.
A little bit.
Okay.
I guess it was just, like, the enthusiasm for it was, like, I wasn't really super enthused for this game to begin with. And then it was like, yeah, I don't really want to.
Well, I kind of get that because, you know, that happens to me too. It's like something just hits you the wrong way.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, it takes the wind out of your sails.
Right. But this is what I'm saying, Al. It's not like I have some, like, deep-seated resentment over this now.
Yeah, okay.
No, yeah, not enough to base an entire podcast around it.
One episode. No.
Oh, it's just one episode. That leads me to my second question.
Okay.
What exactly did you hope to accomplish by springing this on me in the middle of a podcast?
Laughs.
Why don't you have a seat right over there?
Let me ask you this, Al. Yeah. Were you laughing until that point?
Yeah, I'm still laughing.
Okay, well, I'm still mission accomplished.
Right. No. But I mean, in the full spirit of disclosure, because the whole idea again is that we're being honest about things here. So I'm like, you know, no joke is completely without some truth to it. So it's like, what's your end game? What are you trying to mine?
There is no end game. Honestly, this was supposed to be a different story and it wasn't any damn good.
Oh.
I think we have to make fun of your wife now. Be like, oh.
No, not at all. Not if I ever want to go home.
Right. Yeah.
No, not at all. I've talked to her since. She's absolutely zero animosity towards her.
Did you talk to her?
At the show.
Oh,
I have zero animosity towards her.
Okay.
So it's just.
So, honey, what did you talk about on the podcast?
This is how I felt at that time.
Right.
Who does the podcast again? Oh, the eyebrow mole guy.
The one who looks like a sexual predator.
I have some pie for him if he would like.
So you see, Al, in the end, I still get it. This whole show is about my abuse. Whether it's self-inflicted or...
Wow.
And this is what... Well,
Are you Catholic by any chance?
Huh?
Are you Catholic by any chance?
I was raised Catholic.
Okay.
But not practicing, unless you talk about...
He just keeps the guilt, though.
He just keeps the guilt, yeah.
He just hangs on to that.
I chose you for a reason, obviously.
Jesus Christ.
I'm here because I thought you thought I was funny.
You are funny.
This is the plot of the lamest revenge movie ever.
You made fun of me at the party.
Not even you, your wife. And I can't get to her, so I have to deal with you.
Wouldn't that be the ultimate revenge?
David, did you have fun at the casual get-together that wasn't a party?
Honestly, at the end of I can honestly say, not really.
Well, at the time, that makes me sad.
Huh?
Was the food bad?
Well, the food was
fuck
bad.
You.
No, like, you know, you get into a mood and like everything just kind of like spirals and you can't really get out of it.
Yep.
And that's really where I was. I don't know if I was in the best headspace before I got there either, but, you know, something was probably going to set me off at some point.
Right. Well, I'm sorry it was my extended family that did that. Seriously, you need to control the actions of your loved ones.
I know, it's like,
I like how much shittier comments.
Yeah, they were fine. That's not even...
That's in the eye of the beholder.
Because I would, that's
a fair point.
A physical thing. I would feel worse if someone who didn't know me said something like, you know, kills kittens or is probably mean just for fun. I'd be like, you don't even know me. But a physical thing, I'd be
to be fair,
hair is too blonde.
One of those things, like, right. I am. I am mean for fun. See?
Also, if you didn't have to go first, because you were the first to go. I don't think I was. I was like, she left early.
No, I think I was the third to go.
But you had just said, "Hey, folks, answer honestly."
I don't know. I thought
you were the first two,
and you were next to me on my left, so I thought you went first.
I didn't go first, but I was one of the first people to go. But it was right after you were like, hey, make sure that you guys answer honestly because, you know, we want these answers.
Is if you had ended up going later when other people had been given tons of shit already, would that have made you feel better?
There's no way to know.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
No. Actually, I'm with you on this one because it's like, I understand, you know.
Because honestly, I think I would have been more like, oh, shit. Maybe would have been ready for it more.
Yeah, but you would have been dreading it, maybe.
Yeah, I probably would have been like, I don't want to do this. Yeah.
It sounds like you were just in a bad headspace then.
That's what I'm saying.
Pretty much anything.
Well, and, you know, I understand the kind of depressive introvert kind of thing. And I'm not saying that you're a depressive introvert, but...
But you are. I am.
So, but, you know, I'm there. A lot of other people I know are there. So it's like, it could, the wind could blow a certain way and you, it might just totally, like, deflate you or
and
turn off.
Dumb as shit stays with you.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, that... reading this back, you know, I can get into that headspace.
Yeah.
Like, I gave him the stories that are from, you know, 20-some years ago. I can... There are details that I can just snap right back into. I can remember details and exactly how I felt in moments. So, I mean... I read that as the person who wrote it.
Right.
I can think now, I can look back now and think, what an innocuous comment.
Right.
But if I just sat here and told stories about innocuous comments and how they didn't bother me.
Right.
It's not really a show. And this is the most benign, like, ultimately, like, the one that doesn't really, like, have any sort of lasting, well, there.
So, Nick, next party, is that the first game we're playing?
I mean, yeah. I like the game.
I do, and, too.
But get
I
it also, out now.
Apparently, I like games that Dave hates because he also doesn't like Drunk Stupid Stone.
I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like any games that you have.
I think it's because it's a lot about people's opinions of each other, and...
And it's based on nothing.
I think it's fun, though.
It's based on nothing. Like, you, people don't truly, it's hard in a setting, especially when people don't really know each other either. Like, that's how you want to break the ice. That's how you want to get to know people, by being the shittiest version of yourself.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm all over that.
I'm a big fan of that.
I know, but I wait until much later to show people how shitty I am. When it's too late.
Like tonight?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'll take it.
I had to say that for the joke purpose.
No, it's fine now.
Why did the party, I'm sorry, the non-party have a long, casual ridiculous name? Why couldn't it just be a party? Why did it have to,
It totally wasn't a party. It was a casual get-together.
What's the difference?
It's one of those jokes that isn't funny to begin with, and you drag it out until it's not.
In Monty Python-esque style, you just keep.
There's no parties have a certain pressure. For the host and for the guests. Together, you just show up, you have a good time, that's it.
Well, you know what? Maybe if you would have called it a party, I would have had a better time.
Fuck you, Dave.
Was there food?
Yes.
Yes, there was
also
food.
Drinks.
Was there music?
Drinks and games.
Totally yes.
It was a party.
There were not enough drinks.
To make it a party?
We were all hammered, David.
And I assure you, there were not enough drinks.
Wow.
He was gone.
Your husband passes out from like two angry orchards.
Dave, I have a huge tolerance to alcohol, and I was completely obliterated by the end of the night.
Yeah,
you were drunk slacking that night.
Yes, I was.
Like 2 days later, I get on Slack, and which is a business app for people that are in a business together, and they're just like, "I have had whiskey. I am very drunk. I am no longer drunk. I am still Nick." It's just like, what?
So was that the only game that kind of like got onto your craw?
Craw.
Well, I mean, I'd say so.
But you were already shut down by that point, right?
Yeah. When we moved on to Cards Against Humanity, I was... That's where I shine.
Cards Against Humanity or shutting down?
Yes.
No.
Honestly, if anybody, Dave, I love you, man, but I don't really feel sorry for you in this situation.
I'm not asking anyone to feel sorry for me.
The person I feel the sorriest for is Paul, because
he freaked out.
We totally fucked up his game because we were like, let's play Paul's game, even though we're
I did not. I tried.
No, it's
I tried really hard.
Trying, we were so
I was getting it. I was.
Well, at the beginning of the night, there were too many people there to play it.
Right.
That's why we got to do it, first next time. So
yes, For sure. The next casual get-together. Not a party.
Will you have any parties or no? It's too much pressure.
My birthday... Three years ago.
And why was that a party?
Because it was a party.
Oh, God damn it. All right.
See, the more you ask, Katie, the more he's sucking you in to...
I know. I'm going to get to it, though. I'm going to get through it. I'm going to get to it. I'm going to get to the kernel of difference.
It's a Tootsie Pop with no center.
Right. Yes, exactly.
No, I'm going to get there. I think it's dress code.
You know what? A Tootsie Pop with no center is better than a Tootsie Pop.
I was there.
I don't like Tootsies. I don't like Tootsie.
Not a Tootsie guy?
Say your friend like Kelly is also not your friend.
But it's Kelly and Katie. It's not like you can't.
They do come as a pair.
Yeah, that's right. True. You normally, yeah.
Always a pair.
Wherever Kelly is, I'm sure she's happy right now.
Is that your mole above the eyebrow moment there?
Yeah, right. No.
Well, geez.
Henceforth shall be known as the mole above the eyebrow moment.
The eyebrow moment. Jesus
Christ. Well, now that this has completely gone off the rails.
No, I was more lamenting that Kelly isn't here now. It's just me.
David was never on the fucking rails.
This one was definitely...
Okay, two follow-up questions.
Oh, good. Yes. Get it.
Okay.
How long have you been sitting on these? Oh, everything's been fucking unraveling around us.
Oh, that's okay. I got more. So I'm scheduled for another one of these.
Yes.
One, scheduled for another one of these? And two, will it be as exciting as this one?
It'll be interesting.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Yeah.
And it will take place chronologically before this one.
Oh, even better.
Great.
Wow. Yeah, Dave, am I actually involved? Am I?
You are not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Dave, this one was never on the fucking rails. When you brought up, like, oh, it was this game where we told this Hotsy game, I'm like, oh, shit, it's when I called him a sexual predator, and he's like, someone said I have a mole above my eyebrow. Fuck you, Dave. Like, fuck you, okay? What the fuck is this? You have been in?
Yeah. Look, you said you were going to leave at some point.
Not that that's a hint.
I thought at the very least, once you felt absolved, you would be like, yeah, okay.
I thought it would be awkward to just get up and leave. And then all the fuck this amount of your
you don't know my wife Tony that well,
no.
But I can guarantee you the punchline to this is, were she here and were she a part of this whole clusterfuck, that she would essentially be like, can I have some more wine?
No, that's a perfectly
she's awesome.
That's a perfectly fine
fine
reaction. Like I said, this is like me in the headspace of that of that angry.
No, I've been there. I get that. Yeah,
you were saying something, Katie.
It's hard to not accidentally insult people sometimes. For me, I try really hard.
Which
if
is
I'm
why
like,
I go straight
if I'm
for
joking
directly
around
insults.
With someone, I don't really want to hurt their feelings. Right. I try to go for like the most ridiculous insult I can. And one time, to one guy, I'm like, "Yeah, well, nice hat." And he got really upset with me. And it turned out he was losing his hair and he was super self-conscious about it. That's why I wore the hat. I had no idea. So now I felt horrible.
But you're not talking about his receding hairline.
No, I didn't know he had a receding. I didn't know. I barely know this guy. It was just sort of like, oh, nice hat. Like, I'm just joking around, like, trying to insult non-insult. And it turned out to be a super effective insult. I felt really bad.
Well, there's only one logical question for that. What kind of hat was it?
I don't even remember. Yeah. I don't even know because it wasn't.
Did he take it off?
Did not.
Was it one of those Cat in the Hat hats? Because that pisses me off.
It was not.
Oh, like one of those early 90s going to a rave kind of hats? It's like,
it was just
fuck
a
that.
Regular baseball cap, but I can't tell you what was on it. I don't.
Visor.
No, it was just regular on. If it was weird or strange, I wouldn't have drawn attention to it. Like
Guy Fieri, because we all know.
Was it a shitty little trilby that he was wearing? These are fucking awful. And they look good on no human.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Not even like
1920s
British guys?
You either go full fedora or you fuck off. No, don't do that.
I knew a guy who wore a fedora, and I was like, you're not Indiana Jones.
I used to wear a fedora.
You're not Indiana Jones either.
Think you could pull it off.
Thank you. Alex Savage can pull it off just fine.
Yeah, I don't think.
Well, he can't really pull
it off.
For
me, Nick, that is your mole above the eyebrow moment for me.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Fuck's sake. I've said much more unintentionally.
Yep.
Right, yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you have a mole over your eyebrow.
Indeed.
Like,
no doubt.
Oh, hey, how are you? I haven't seen you in so long. So, oh my God, so I guess you your baby?
You said that. You said that to Dave.
Yep.
met with just really uncomfortable looks. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I confused about something? Yeah, I think maybe you are. And I'm just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Walk away. Yeah. And then not the woman that I was addressing, but a friend of hers came over, and she's like, yeah, she wanted me to come talk to you. She lost the baby.
Oh.
Well, you didn't know. You didn't know.
Cried.
You didn't know.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's even worse than
she should have helped
I
out
already
there,
had it.
In
yeah.
a way.
That's what I was going to say. She was still kind of right.
I was going to say.
In the most horrible way possible.
In a way, she did. She had it very briefly.
Oh, God. Oh, dear Jesus.
And now it's gone back.
Now it's gone off the rails.
So I think what we've learned today is everybody's shitty, and no one's exempt.
Now, I have two questions. No, I'm out of questions.
Shit, what's next?
Dave, will you come to the next casual get-together in
Palazzi? Unfucking likely.
What does one wear to a casual get-together?
Casual.
Whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
What does one wear to a party?
Depends on the party.
What kind of party would you throw?
I mean, if it's a
cotillion. A casual
now,
get
is this going to be a toga?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Casual get together.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Is it going to be a toga casual get together?
I mean, I've worn a toga before, but it's up to you if it's a casual get together.
What about us determines whether or not it's a casual get together?
No. What you wear to it is up to you.
Oh.
The choices are yours and yours alone.
Wait, wear to what?
The party.
When are you having a casual get together?
Never
this
again.
Not,
you did not invite
this
me.
This is
what
not
the
germane
fuck, dude?
Discussion.
It really is.
Anyway.
Speaking of germane, next week we will be having a guest from Germany Skyping in with us.
Ooh.
So fancy.
And Nick, despite interjecting himself into every fucking episode, will actually have his second official go-round.
Which means he won't say fucking anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I will say plenty.
You can't fucking stop him. So yeah. Until then, this is my life, and you're all just laughing at it.
Because you have a mole above your eyebrow.
Memoriam Development.
Get your closet and home ready for cooler temps at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with great deals on winter boots, coats, sweaters, and more. Take 25 to 50% off looks for the little ones during our Kids and Baby Sale. And update your home with our lowest prices of the season on select furniture, mattresses, and rugs, 20 to 65% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. Going on now. Info at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.